Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we come to Psalm 8. It's a psalm written by David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. That's how David begins. He said, you set your glory above the heavens out of the mouth of babies and infants. You have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? Yet you made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and you crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, all the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. What comes to your mind when you hear the name Abraham Lincoln, or Steve Jobs, or even Adolf Hitler? Names are more than a collection of letters. A name brings to our mind a person's accomplishments or their character, and so it is with the name of God. In today's psalm, we see that the name, the accomplishments, and the character of God is magnificent and filled with splendor. The person of God is exalted above all creation. And here's the amazing thing. The majestic God chooses to work through humans, through people like you and me. David marvels that God uses the weakest and most vulnerable to demonstrate his strength. Babies and infants prove that his miracles of mankind continues. David is astonished to think that God, who made the heavens, thinks about humans. He crowned us with significance, with glory and honor, and he gives us the responsibility to rule over and take care of his creation. When you're down, just look up. The magnificent God has you on his mind. The Creator has chosen you as his representative. The maker of all things is the lover of our souls. God loves you so much that he sent his son to pay sin's penalty. Through Jesus, you are significant, you're accepted, you're forgiven. Look up. God has his eyes focused on you. Father, sometimes I can feel insignificant. My identity gets wrapped up in things I have or things I do or things I haven't done. I compare myself with others and feel far behind, but today I am looking up. I know that you are looking at me, loving me, and living in me. I am blown away that you, the Creator of heaven and earth, would choose to work through me. Thank you for the privilege of representing you on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.